something, Laura. See if it gets it better. Yeah.
Whose hospital did you go to visit yesterday?
Who?
Who?
Jackie.
And what did you do there?
I played. I did everything. Okay. I trained. I did it.
What did you do at Jackie's hospital?
I trained.
Did you see his office? And did you see the nurses?
Joanna, you're just deliberately spoiling what we're trying to do.
And did you see Dr. Bondurant?
Yeah.
How is he? Did you say hello to him?
Uh-huh.
And who else did you say hello to?
Rony.
Who?
Rony.
Rony?
Yeah, Rony.
I see.
It's Rony. Who's Rony?
Rony?
No, Riley? Dr. Riley?
Yeah. Rony! Rony's a good name.
Yeah, Rony's a very good name.
Rony.
What else is a good name?
A tutu!
What did you tell me in the pool was a good name for a dog? Do you remember?
Ooh.
Did you tell me Peabody was a good name for a dog?
Peabody? Good name for a dog.
Yeah, because we watched about Peabody the dog at Unlucky.
Can I see how this? Or you want it?
Unlucky television.
Could I have it?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Don't want it?
No, what?
Oh, don't put that in your mouth. It hurt you.
But, Laura?
I picked it.
I met Mrs. Alexander today.
Oh, terrific.
Mrs. Alexander.
You like
you
know Mrs.
What,
Alexander?
You know what Jennifer Bunderman says to Mrs. Alexander?
Oh, she has trouble saying her name?
Mrs. Alexander.
Did you have reading time today?
How are we doing a little bit of reading?
Arithmetic?
No reading stories because you know what?
No.
Mrs. Alexander forgot her glasses.
Oh, dear.
So we couldn't do
anything. So couldn't Mrs. Hunter?
No.
So what did you do instead?
I made something. I made a story and a picture. It went together.
Oh. Like
a blue boot and a green hat.
Okay.
And what happened to it?
And then the boot walked over to the hat and said, "How are you?" And then it said, "The end."
And where? What happened to that little story in the picture?
You like
the
book?
Book?
Slip.
A portfolio. Yeah, I know what you mean. You like a little portfolio. You save all your things in.
No,
until I get to
the Peabody at the
next first grade.
Would you show me that little book?
No,
portfolio.
Peabody.
One day.
Wasn't Peabody. They're not making Peabody.
Why do you like to ask Mr. Bear so much, Laura? Laura, let's see. Good morning, Sunday.
Yeah, look at the
weather report. Well, the weather report, low 80s and sunny.
Put on Laura.
Okay. In a minute. Do you want cereal, Laura?
Can I wear, is it cool enough to wear my
clothes? Is that enough for you?
My new one?
I don't think so, Joan.
But I want it wet.
Oh, you want it in your
well, room. I bet you sometime next week.
This is cool so far this morning.
Because, you know, I want to wear my new clothes, and they think I want them to sing me a song about it.
Maybe Monday, maybe tomorrow you'll hear it. Won't you, huh? Won't they sing you a song anyway?
No, you have to be wearing new clothes or they won't sing a song about you.
I see. But you're going to wear them soon. You know you have them to wear.
Mommy, get me milk.
Just a minute.
But
I'm
maybe if
everybody.
I tell them I got new clothes at home, maybe they'll...
Maybe you could tell about them to show it, even if it's too hot to wear. Hey, Joe, where's your bowl? You serving yourself? That's Mommy's serving you. This crunchy wheat germ is good.
Yeah. And I'll take some of
what do you need, Laura?
Milk.
Milk. Where should I put the book?
Right on the floor.
Okay.
And my pillow.
Put on Laura?
Yeah. Laura has to talk.
Well, Laura.
I can talk.
Now, after breakfast, maybe we'll put Laura on.
Meow, meow.
Where's some wheat germ?
Well, no, I gave you a different kind of milk. You better take that before you ask the cream. Here's wheat germ. Good, isn't it?
Yeah, not cream. Now I get that.
I missed the bell.
I want a different kind of milk.
And I need some more milk.
Okay, we'll put this in. So far, I haven't got Lily where you would bite. Quintuplets, anyone?
That's too little of milk.
I think I've tried to wash my hair before the children's come.
Why not?
When are they coming?
It will help it dry.
When are they coming?
Later in the morning.
Are they coming?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now are they coming at 11?
Yeah.
I hope he comes early, but I'm not sure he will.
You can start to play if I'm sitting him down to where you are. You have film with your camera, I'll take a picture of you all decked out. Your folks would get a kick out of that. They really would.
Well, my work is coming.
What, Mom?
Oh.
Are you going to go to school tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. No. I'm going to school tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
Are you a student?
Not today. Today is Sunday.
We don't go to school on the weekend.
No.
I once heard somebody who said they thought they went to school on Saturdays.
Yeah, sometimes, depending on your religion, you go to school on Sunday or Saturday. Isn't that right, Daddy? To a special kind of school.
I know you go to school on Sunday.
What's your trouble, Laura?
You know what? I know you can go to school on Sunday because there's Sunday school.
Uh-huh. Don't worry, please. You're a child?
Laura.
No, I don't have Laura. I was just checking to see if the tape recorder was. What's the matter with that doll?
Me.
She a big girl or a little girl?
Yeah.
How can you tell? I see.
Her brothers.
Mm-hmm. But she's really supposed to only be four? Who gave you that Barbie doll?
Nanny Poppy when we went to New York.
I see.
Okay.
Mommy's turn. Okay.
Can you shut the shower?
Can I what?
Can you shut the shower?
No, I didn't take a shower.
It's too short for a shower.
Okay, I'll take this soon.
Oh!
When we will you take one?
In 3 minutes.
At 11?
No, right now, because I want to wash and set my hair. And then sit under the hair dryer.
Dryer? Now we're going to go up and brush your hair. But I'm just going to take one little bite of this.
Where are you going? What do you want? Let's have breakfast. I gave you some orange juice.
Everybody loves soup. Is Laura coming up?
No, Laura's not coming up. Well, I might make Laura, but at the moment...
I'm Laura.
Laura isn't... All right, and later today maybe we'll put make Laura.
Hey, Mama, what about those films of me when I was a baby? Any of those little...
Tape recordings?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Maybe after school.
We'll see, yeah.
Look at my hat! Get present to me! Who's your daddy, dear?
Who's your daddy, dear? He would have
been black! Look what he did to mine!
Look what he did to mine!
What I did to mine!
Look what I did to my placement! This is my
placement. I don't need a placement anymore.
Good.
Now, do I need a placement still?
If you want, if you do,
look at all the placements.
Dig a hole, baby. Well, did you taste it without the honey?
Anyway, I've got cinnamon that I'm going to bring in a minute. This is Sue's, I'm not sure it's good enough.
You like it, don't you, after all that yelling? There's your fork. You like it, don't you?
I just might take a little bit of honey on this piece.
I like it, Dada.
A little bit of cinnamon on it.
Don't take too much cinnamon, otherwise it'll spoil it.
Okay,
I'll
have
the
one in
the middle.
I'm not so.
How's that?
I have some cinnamon.
Oi.
What? Too burnt?
Well, I thought the top side was the burnt side.
Well, I'll put two more in, I see.
Okay, I think this is not... Burnt is what? Char broiled. Here's another. It's fine, Bear. I just waited a second. Oh, there's that one. It's good.
See, I got it.
That one, you put them on the right of the toaster?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one. I'm
gonna wait for a juice. You didn't get some?
Yeah, I got some cinnamon.
I got some cinnamon too.
Two.
Oh, the Rams lost. He was he ran, couldn't play any more tennis to run to watch the Ram game on TV.
I told that.
Who couldn't?
Marty Cohen. Mm-hmm.
Nope.
How many players?
Yeah, I'm lucky. Most women are literal football widows. Not yet.
Well, you're a tennis widow.
Uh-huh. You really like that, don't you, Laura? Look at that. I'm going to go see what's happening to the other piece of
fruit. You know, they're really frozen.
Now, Mommy didn't get a piece yet, girls. That's why Mommy is getting the whole piece.
Daddy, we're bad. You bought bad because you didn't give you a piece. Right, Joe? Daddy's bad. You didn't give you a piece.
Well, he did, honey. It just got burned, so we're going to try again.
Well,
you can buy it, buddy.
Oh.
I'm gonna
go. Maybe he'll get a take a piece of cheese, Joe, if he's so hungry. You want me to get up? And I will. Yes, I can.
Okay. You already have a little cup like that.
Okay.
Yes, what are you doing?
Watch!
Okay, guys, what's on?
Can I clap my hands this long?
Yes.
Quietly, yeah.
Can I clap my hands this long?
Who can do it the quietest?
Are you going to bring your leads to Ruthie's group today, Laura?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you think Ruthie will say?
I'll say Ruthie,
God.
Oh. I'll
just
say, about 100.
Uh-huh. Well, it does, because I've thought too much. The gluing.
Was about a huge apple, bigger than the regular kind.
Really?
A huge one, about this big.
And there's one for to share.
To give to the salamander.
Oh.
But this big. This big, but this big.
Yeah, that one right there, a huge one.
Big.
Are your pumpkins big or little?
Oh, I don't know.
Little?
I'm a teacher.
Does Laura like to cry so much?
No, babies cry.
Babies cry, but why does Laura like to cry so much?
Because I hurt myself.
I see.
What?
I said a word. You said a word?
Uh-huh.
So what should we do about it?
What about before when she was screaming at breakfast? When you did what the toast? That wasn't when you got hurt.
I didn't like it.
Why were you crying then? Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
All right, put on more.